But now, the life of Mary Sutton. There must always be some sunshine, and even the blackest despair. And yesterday, while Dr. DeRoy told Danny and Max that he couldn't promise that Phyllis would walk again, he did say that certain treatments would help her to be strong enough to discard her wheelchair for crutches. Mary wisely feels that at least this will be better than the confinement the unfortunate girl has known the past few months, and she's trying to help both Danny and Phyllis adjust themselves accordingly. At the same time, we know that Mary has grave personal troubles of her own. Max, because of a quixotic effort to apprehend a gambling syndicate, was arrested himself. Later, however, he was released on bail until the district attorney could locate Cheney, one of the ringleaders, whom he desires to use at the trial with Max. Cheney has made two secret visits to Sanders. Mary and Max are uncertain as to what they should do about him. Max summed up the situation yesterday when he said, "It was like being tied to a can of dynamite and knowing you're going to be there when it goes off." Today we find Mary and Max in the living room of their home. Shortly after dinner, they are sitting on the sofa discussing Phyllis.
Hey, what in doubt tell you after that, Mary? Did you say how long it takes to get her out of that wheelchair?
At least a month, dear. Maybe two. Depends on how quickly she reacts to the treatment.
Oh, gee whiz. Why did all this have to happen to Sis?
Poor kid don't deserve it.
Oh, I guess there's some reason for everything, Miss. Can't always see it at the time.
It'll be tough making me see any reason anytime. Now, those two kids can't lead a regular life, even if Sis does get around on crutches.
Well, crutches are a lot better than a wheelchair, Max. She'll be able to go out, and they can be together more.
Well, I guess it's the best can be done. There's no use keeping her. Say, is Dr. Roy going to stay here and give her treatments?
That's what has me worried.
What?
I heard him tell John he should be home this week.
Well, how the deuce can he go? Why, he can't leave her like this.
Well, Max, we can't dictate to him unless we're able to pay whatever fee he asks.
Yeah, and I've been losing some beauty sleep thinking about that, too.
Me, too.
I wish the factory was up and running, and maybe I'd be able to raise the dough.
Oh, I hope nothing happens before you do get started again.
You're thinking about Cheney, too?
Mm-hmm. I know we didn't do the right thing by practically asking him to go away again, but what else could we do?
Oh, we could have taken the chance and let him give himself up.
Yes, then you'd have gone to jail, too. Oh, Max, I don't want that to happen.
I'm not crazy about that either, Tuts, but the way it is, if Cheney ever gets bumped off while he's ducking the cops, I don't feel like I've done it.
Whatever we did was bound to be wrong in this instance. I'm at the point where I can't think anymore.
Well, Tuts, we'll just sit tight. Not much we can do now.
Oh, you want to answer that, Miss? I want to look out the back and see if the twins are all right.
Say, and they ought to be in bed. It's almost 7.
Well, I told them they could stay out for just a little while.
Okay, Tuts, but I'm afraid you're spoiling them.
Oh, Max.
Oh, boy. It's the doc himself. Come on in, pal. Come on in. And Mary's chasing the twins. Come on in here and take the load off your feet.
Well, we had a great afternoon.
Huh?
That Dr. DeRoy is a genius, Max.
Well, maybe so, but he didn't give us too much hope in that sis.
What? I could say he did.
Huh?
Getting her on crutches will be more than I ever dreamed could be done.
Well, I was figuring that she'd be able to really walk sometime. But I guess maybe he can't have everything. What's that, pal? Can I have a cigarette?
No, thanks. I'll stick to the old corn cob, if Mary doesn't mind.
Hmm? How are you, John?
Hello, I'm fine, Mary. I was just telling Mac you people should be happy, too. Phyllis is in my hands, one of the greatest physicians I've ever known.
He is remarkable, isn't he?
Yep.
He was so gentle with Phyllis today.
Yeah, the boyfriend here says it's a terrific break that he's going to get her on crutches.
It is, Mary. Phyllis's spinal condition is bad.
Well, we're very grateful. Honestly, we are, John. Well, it won't be the complete cure that we'd hoped for. Half a loaf's better than no loaf at all.
Donna, didn't you think of that one all by yourself?
Donna, stop kidding her, Max.
It was brand new.
That's the right philosophy.
Well,
here.
I can take care of him privately.
Oh, I'm always getting shoved in the dog. Say, look, pal, look. It's something Mary and I have been talking about. What's this high-class pill roller going to charge?
Well, he's a very expensive man, Max.
Yes, we know that, John. And I heard him say he should be sailing for home this week.
Well, he isn't going to do that now, is he, Doc?
I shouldn't keep you in suspense like this.
What is it?
I came over especially to tell you.
Yeah?
He's going to stay on another week.
Well, will that be long enough?
Well, it'll be long enough to teach me his special method of treatment. And I can continue after he leaves.
Say, that's swell, Doc. That's swell.
Do you know what a fee will be, John?
You needn't worry about that. Nor Danny either.
Well, who is going to worry enough?
Someone who was very much interested in Phillips talked to Dr. DeRoy this afternoon and told him he'd pay anything he asked if he'd stay that extra week.
Was it Mr. Barton?
You guessed it. Mr. Barton is right. I was there when they had the discussion.
Oh, that guy is tough.
He certainly is. I just hope we have an opportunity to reciprocate.
You never can tell. I'm as thrilled as an intern about the whole thing. Gives me a chance to work with Dr. DeRoy. And that's a privilege.
Yeah. Say, you'll probably be calling yourself Dr. DeBenson by the time you get to work. Dr. DeBenson.
We should be a happy trio tonight. Everything seems to be working out in our favor.
Yes, sir. I guess so.
Yeah. Yeah, we certainly weathered plenty of storms, we three. The old musketeers, eh, Mac?
Yeah, we kind of stuck together. I don't know why, though. I've always had to keep an eye on you when you're around my wife.
Oh, Mac.
Well, Mac knows I'm in love with you, Barry.
There, you see that? You see that? He admits it to my face.
Well, that's what makes it harmless,
Mac. Oh, yeah, I resent that. I'm not a harmless man.
Uh-oh. Say, this is going to wind up in a fight. I see it coming.
Well, now, I refuse to be the bone of contention. You should find yourself another gal to quarrel with.
Mac and I'll skip and make up, Mary. Only figuratively, you handsome gentleman.
Friends like yourself are rare, John. I wish that... Max, I think we ought to tell him.
Tell him what, Max?
About Cheney. Maybe he could advise us.
What is this about Cheney? Don't tell me you've heard from him.
Yeah, Doc. We've seen him a few times lately.
Good Lord. Did you hear about the police?
No. We didn't know what to do, John.
Well, you see, the guy wanted to get himself up.
Well, what was stopping him?
We were, I guess.
Hey, you're out of your mind. You stopped a guilty man who wanted to get himself up.
Hey, now, wait a minute. We were in a spot. They can put me on trial when they catch Cheney.
What should we have done, John?
I'm surprised that you're even questioning what you should do. Cheney's a criminal. He's wanted by the police. I should give you the answer.
Well, it didn't. We had a lot of stuff to think about.
We thought if he came back later, he'd be paying his debt to society just the same, regardless of when he did it.
Very surprised at you. You don't juggle these things around to suit your own convenience.
Now, wait a minute, Doc. She didn't do any juggling.
Well, I think I did.
No, you didn't.
Well, I didn't want the trial to come up while you were busy with Mr. Barton's new practice.
This isn't like you, Mary. Don't you realize you're tampering with the law? Obstructing justice?
No, we ain't. We didn't tell him not to turn himself.
But, Max, we didn't urge him to do it.
That's the whole thing. You should have.
Now, that's easy for you to say, pal. You ain't in my shoes. If you were, maybe you'd be talking different. I got everything to lose right now, Doc. The factory proposition, my job in this town, the goodwill of a great guy like Mr. Barton. I tell you, I had to think twice.
But, dear, you really did want him to give himself up, and I was more to blame than you.
I can understand what a predicament it must have been. Only, suppose you asked for my advice, and I'm telling you exactly how I feel.
I'm glad you've been frank, John. It's cleared my mind, too.
Well, this business of being frank is swell, but what do you think we ought to do now?
Well, he's going again for good. There's nothing you can do, Max. But if he ever does come back, there's just one thing to do. You have to give him up.
Well, Dr. Benson gave Max and Mary his straight from the shoulder opinion. Did you agree with him? Should Mary have urged Cheney to go to the sheriff and give himself up? Or under the circumstances, was she justified in telling him what this would mean to Max? At its best, this is in a difficult situation. And if Cheney does return, which is almost a certainty, we wonder what will happen.